October 11, the test of our actions. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs 16:3. Let us feel thankful that we have the privilege of committing our works to God. We are to remember that we are not pieces of inanimate mechanism, but intelligent beings, able to choose the right and refuse the wrong with a clear conscience and a pure purpose. We are to aim at consistency in all our works. We are to commit our way to the Lord, testing it by His searching laws. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37:5. We cannot commit our way to God if we are working out deeds of injustice. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the psalmist declares, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66:18. When we commit our way to the Lord, we are to search the heart through and through, casting out all evil, that Christ may fill it with His righteousness. We are to seek the Lord in prayer, putting at the beginning of our petitions repentance for sin. God's law is the test of our actions. His eye sees every act, searches every chamber of the mind, detecting all lurking self-deception and all hypocrisy. All things are naked and open to the sight of Him with whom we have to do. But He will receive all who come to Him with contrite hearts and a true purpose to forsake every wrong. In all our business transactions, in every word and deed, we are to maintain a pure purpose and a clear conscience. We are to commit our works to God and then leave them in His hands. Our work is to be done in the strictest integrity. Nothing is to be cherished that we cannot carry into the heavenly courts. As we labor, let us ask God's help, realizing that this is the only thing that can keep our work free from selfishness. Look upward with intense sincerity, for you need constant drafts of the refreshing air of heaven. We need to live in constant communion with our Heavenly Father. Perform your duties as if in the sight of a holy God.